Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim Show. And this band is called DBS. And this song is called Scavenger Hunt. Hello, hello, hello! Happy Thursday! You listen to the radio station CITR, available through CITR.ca website and also from 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this has been broadcasted live from University of BC. This is fun. My name is Russian Tim. This program is called Russian Tim Show, and I am gonna play for you some punk rock music until roughly 10 o'clock in the morning. Cool, I started the show with a song by the band from Vancouver, DBS. They were active in 90s, and that was a song called Scavenger Hunt from their album If Life Were a Result, We'd All Be Dead. This album came out in 2000. The reason I played this song because it's fun. There is a Instagram page which is called Flex Your History. This is a page which celebrates Vancouver punk history. They post different posters, like old posters, old videos. And last week they posted a video of DBS's final show. And just to give you perspective, if you're not familiar, they were like a, I would use the word legendary Vancouver band, because they started, I think, at the age of 14, 15, and they played a whole bunch of all-ages shows. They toured in Canada and in America. They were a very, very active band throughout the 90s, and they just stopped in the early 2000s, and there on this page, Instagram page, there was a video of their final show from 2001 in from the ceiling hole, and it's so cool to see that atmosphere, completely different atmosphere from the shows which are happening right now. That's a hole. I see some of my friends, for example, my friend Kevin, who is in the front light of that video, 20 years younger, and Jesse Gander, who sings in the song. And for me, it's also cool to see because they finished in 2001, way before I moved to Canada, so I never got to see this band live. But now we work with Jesse pretty much all the time. My band records all the time with Jesse, so it's really cool to see him 20 years ago fronting the band. So check this out. I think that's pretty cool. Flex Your History, that's the page on Instagram, and the legendary Vancouver band DBS. Good. Good story to begin the energetic way of this episode. Today in the show, I'll play some songs, mostly punk rock songs, and in the first block, I play you new tracks from Anti-Flag, Fucked Up, and Bouncing Souls. But we will start with a new track from one of my favorite bands of all time. They are called Friends All Romp. They are from Australia. They have a new album, which will be out in April. The album is called The Cup of Pestilence. The album comes out on April 7th, and gosh, let's do it. You listen to Russian Tim Show. This is brand new track from Friends All Romp. It's called Where Drug Dealers Take Their Kids. You listen to CITR Russian Tim Show. We'll be right back.
Oh,
Hello, hello, you listen to the radio station CITR, Russian Tim Show is the name of this show. Good. I played some new music. I think it was good. Let's discuss. Also, thank you so much for your feedback. The regular listener, Ilya, really sent me the analysis of the bass sound from the first song by Friends All Around, which is called Where Drug Dealers Takes Their Kids. Thank you for in-depth analysis of the bass sound and the origins of the sound. So, see, it's nice to get feedback from you listeners. Especially regular listeners like in yeah. But there's also some feedback from Europe from my friends Lena and Andy, and they requested more flute on the show. So, you know, we'll try to organize that. So the first track was Friends Will Romp, Where Drug Dealers Take Their Kids. Then we heard a song by Antiflag. They have a new album. It's called Lies They Tell Our Children. That was a song, was the Hazardous. Antiflag have a new album, and the new the concept of the album, they have guests pretty much on every song on the album. So there are so many different guests, but I think this is the song which is without the guest. It's coincidentally my favorite track on this album. Then we heard Canadian band, they called Fucked Up. They released an album which is called One Day. The concept of the album was to pretty much record and write majority of the songs in one day, which they looks like successfully achieved. And we heard a song called I Think I Might Be Weird. And the final track was a new track from Bouncing Souls. Their new album is called 10 Stories High. It will be out March 24th on the record label, which is called Pure Noise. And we heard a track which was called Higher Ground. Good, 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 good. So that was the first block of new music. I enjoyed it. That was great. Let's move on to block number two. One of the best Canadian festivals, which is called PoozaFest, announced their lineup. PoozaFest happens every May in Montreal over the long weekend, 19th, 20th, 21st this year. I don't know how many, there's definitely over 100 bands playing at many different venues. I went last year and I absolutely loved this festival. I love Montreal. It's usually, not usually, the one time I went, the weather was absolutely fantastic. It was so great to be outside, exploring Montreal and then going to see bands play in the evening. This year's lineup is amazing. That's 11th edition of the festival, and what's cool, especially for me, because my band got invited to play, so we're gonna go play in Montreal. But I'm gonna play you a few songs by the headliners. There will be bands playing like Painted Black, Screaming Females, Bridge City Sinners, Brendan Kelly from Lawrence Arms, Broadway Cole. So there's so many cool bands playing. But I'll play you a couple of songs. How about we start with the Flatliners? They're one of the main headliners of the festival. The Flatliners released a new album called New Ruin. It came out last year, and I'll play you a song. The song is called Performative Hours. Good! This is Russian Tim Show, and this is the Flatliners, who are playing PoozaFest in May in Montreal.
Information in my vulnerabilities. Hey, can you see over the edge of my bed? How is it that I still wish you'd mind your business? So here's a picture of you that of course includes me. Watching for friendship in a digital age, reminding you of the exact shape of my face.
Так может взять и забить на все, забросить планы, и что-то там еще я буду петь при сотни паца. Но снова друга по ветке запростелую опять. Пусть будет новый день и новый план, пусть будет такая прополный мой стакан. На голове на полу никогда не пуст, в конце закончится напьюсь.
hello, hello. This is Russian Tim Show on CITR. It's Thursday, 9.5 hours in the morning, and I'm playing punk rock music for you. The Puzza Fest, which takes place in Montreal in May, announced their headliners, and I played some of the bands which will be playing this festival. I do highly recommend going there. I had a fantastic experience last year. Beautiful Montreal, beautiful weather, beautiful food, and amazing bands playing for 3 days straight. What could be better? Like, there might be other things which could be better, but it's pretty cool. Puzza Fest. So the opening track from this block was by the Flatliners. They're one of the headliners. That was a song called Performative Hours from their album called New Ruin. Then I played a band from Boston. They called No Trigger. That was a song called Anti-Fantasy from the album called Doctor Album. Came out last year. Then I played a song by Pavel Bores. It's called Leave Fast, Die Middle Age. And then I played the band for Last Love, Guillaume, who is the one of the organizers of the festival. He plays in the band Last Love. They are local heroes. They are one of the bands which play all the time. And last time I tried to get to see them play, but the venue was full and packed, and I was not able to get in to see them. But yeah, that was a song called Take Care, Get Better, See You Never from the album called Comfortable Scars. So Puzza Fest in May, I do recommend in Montreal if you're into that kind of thing. Let's now stop talking about future shows which are taking place not in Vancouver. How about we'll talk about local shows which are taking right now, not right now, this weekend in Vancouver. There's a cool show at the Cobalt. It's on March 4th, which is Saturday. Three local bands will be playing: Brethren, Wrong, and Counterpoint. Playing on Saturday at the Cobalt. Online tickets are available for $15 and $20 at the back. The show starts at 9 p.m. And that's the menu for Saturday. How about I'll play a song by Brethren? They released a new album last year. The album is called King Quincy's Dinner Party. And I will play you the title track from this fun album. This is Brethren playing on Saturday at the Cobalt.
A chair, down your guard, let down your hair. Let me pour, you want some more? Don't be shy, little fly. There's plenty for you, plenty for I. Eat all that you want, it's all you can eat. Please keep on eating, yeah, keep on eating till you can't leave your seat. Inside, what if I imbibed? Did I just drink insecticide? Did you give me poison? Now don't be coy, sir. Did you just prescribe pesticide? In an attempt of regicide, give it to me straight. What did I just take? Come on, tell me my fate. Is it too late? Child, we died in style tonight. King, gather close, my friends, and we will sing. But don't drink the wine, It's turpentine. Let's honor the monarch, the tyrant godfather. For now we are free of the torment and slaughter. Child, we dine in style tonight. We dine in style. Now from this night forth we're undefined. Be free and smile. Of you during this most difficult time, warmest condolences, knowing that we are remembering and honoring the memories of dear King Quincy. Share comfort knowing he is no longer suffering. May our heart and soul find peace that we forever hold in our hearts. Amen.
Don't drink too much in the sun. Whoa, you'll start to come under. Whoa, yeah. Now don't drink too much in the sun. Whoa, no. You'll spoil your, all your fun. Whoa, yeah. Be sure to listen when we said to drink some water now.
Water now.
I didn't know what it was he was after now.
After now.
And it always just winds up the same.
Winds up the same.
You're drinking one last time again.
One last time again.
One last time again. There were chicks in bikinis, drinking martinis in the sun. A dude on a skateboard, a guy banging on a drum. This is what I see when I go to the beach in the summertime. Everyone's so happy and the weather's so nice. Feeling alright now, yeah. But I said don't drink too much in the sun. You'll start to come under. Whoa, yeah. Now don't drink too much in the sun. Whoa, no. You'll spoil your, all your fun. Whoa, yeah.
Yeah.
hello, hello. That was Weekly Punk Rock Radio Show, Russian Tin Show. Thank you so much for listening. I just played you three local bands which will be playing this Saturday at the venue which is called The Cobalt, located on Main Street, three bands, Brethren, Wrong and Counterpoint, will be playing. The show starts at 9 p.m. and $15 online tickets, and at the door it's $20. The first track was by Brethren. They released a new album called King Quincy's Dinner Party. It came out in the end of last year, and that was, I played you the title track. Then I played a song by Counterpoint. That was a song called Don't Drink Too Much in the Sun. And then a track Impatient Zero by Wrong. Brethren, Counterpoint, and Wrong are playing on Saturday at the Cobalt. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so for all the messages. Thank you for all the feedback. That was fun. Good. Enjoy some local music on the weekend. And I'll close the show with a song by the band called Otoboki Beaver. They are from Japan. They are playing on Sunday at the Commodore Ballroom, a local band called Necking. They are opening the show. So that should be a cool show. Let me whine for, like, let's call it 61 seconds. So I tried to buy tickets through Live Nation, through, like, the Ticketmeister, to that show, Otoboki Beaver at Commodore Ballroom. I tried twice. And the way I tried through the work computer to buy it. It doesn't work from one browser, from another. Then I download the app, still doesn't work. Then I tried the next day, yesterday, did the same thing from work computer, from home computer, from both browsers, and from my app. Doesn't work. It gives me some error, something like you cannot be processed, the ticket's not available, whatever. I'm just like, you know, Ticketmaster, they charges like $1 million in fees. And they not able to fix their online system to buy tickets, to give them more fees on the tickets. So I found that that was a little bit counterproductive. So if somebody can help me buy tickets to see Otoboki Beaver on Sunday, I will be super, super helpful. I'll probably need a full IT team to complete the purchase. I was just blown away that the company who, you know, definitely have the resources to make everything work, do not make it. All right, this is it. Sorry, stop whining, Tima. That's it. Good enough. That's it. Thank you so much for listening. Have a super fun weekend. Enjoy everything in life and the things which make you happy. Hug your loved ones. Hug your friends. Enjoy life. And as long as you happy, this is going to be great. Final track of the show, Otoboki Beaver, Ryakitori, playing on Sunday at the Commodore Ballroom. I really want to see them, and we'll find out if I'm able or not. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
この恨み晴らさんかい。デストロイ。